AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, sunshine and a high close to 60 degrees. Later on, we are sitting at 44 at 8:35 on your Tuesday morning. As we usually do on a Tuesday morning following a Monday night Bartlesville City Council meeting, I get to talk city business. Joining me this morning, Bartlesville Mayor Dale Copeland. And first of all, Dale, thank you for coming in this morning. First time this year.
Good morning, Charlie. It is the first time. Glad to be here. It's a beautiful day in Bartlesville. Saw one of the banks yesterday. I think it said 70 degrees in January.
It's entirely likely that you did. Yeah, that's amazing. And then we're talking about the possibility of snow for the weekend.
So there you go. It's Oklahoma.
You got to perform a historic event last night.
It really was. I was so used to all of these years. The city attorney administered oaths of office, and Jerry Maddox had been there since, I believe, May of 76,
Sounds right.
And so it was just an institution. Jerry is an institution. Last night, we swore in the new city attorney, Mr. Jess Kane. I had the privilege of administering the oath, and that is something historic. I don't think that's been done since 1975. I was younger then.
We were all younger then. One of our K1 interns, you look at, you say 1975, and you get that look that a high school student gives you. You know, but nonetheless, a historic event. Yes, we said when he retired, Jerry will be around and will be a friend of the council. But nonetheless, a new era in city government, so to speak.
You know, change is constant, and I think we've had good change, city manager, police chief, and although you hate to lose that level of talent and skill and what we call institutional knowledge and experience, we've had some tremendous people step into those roles, and I've no doubt that Mr. Kane will do the same as our city attorney.
Several appointments last night, one of them talking about that institutional knowledge, a former city manager appointed to one of the local committees.
You know, I haven't discussed with Mr. Gordon him being appointed to the history board. I guess better to be appointed to the board than to be in the museum yourself.
Right. But, Tom Holland would agree with you, I think.
Right.
Yesterday was Tom's birthday, so.
No, it's something that we have a lot of experience, a lot of dedicated people in the community, and they do tend to stay and continue to lend their support and their knowledge, and that makes things go forward so much better. There's no need to reinvent the wheel. Just ask somebody how did this work before and learn from that.
Yeah, and if they tell you it didn't work, then at least you know.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Quit that.
Quit doing that. I think there were two openings that were advertised last night, and that's typical. I think it's been quite a few years that that's been the practice of the council to always announce those openings.
We do. We have two openings on the White Rose Cemetery Board, and we always invite people, in fact, encourage people to go online, cityofbartlesville.org, and get one of those applications and fill it out and submit it. Go by City Hall on Johnstone. Go upstairs to the second floor in the city manager's office. Pick up an application. Ask questions. How do I do this? They'll help. Turn in an application. Because it's those 200 and roughly 70 people. It's a moving target, but roughly 270 people that assist a five-person city council in making the very best decisions. They bring their talents, their time, and their expertise to help us do all of the things that are necessary. What is the best solution? Back to that institutional knowledge.
Well, and that was, I guess, the topic of quite a bit of discussion last night between the different council members. You as a body, serve individually on all of the commissions. Somewhere along the line, there is one or sometimes two council members on a particular committee.
Right. A variety of different assignments that each of us, somebody deals with park boards, somebody does streets and traffic, White Rose Cemetery has a group of people. I work with the Bartlesville Community Center, and it gives us a connection with each of those groups so that when the council comes up with a question about a street, which streets are we going to do, shall we do these parks projects, that there's a group that has already spent considerable time, a number of hours, sometimes hundreds of hours with staff, ferreting out all of the details. And then when it comes up, because sometimes the decision is, shall we allow this? But in many cases, it may deal with something as large as, we'll say, a sewer plant for millions and millions, $40-50 million, a significant investment. We want to have the best decisions, and we tend to get them that way.
Yeah, and you've got a group of citizens that, first of all, having expressed interest. They volunteered for the job. They weren't elected to position, and somebody, some mayor somewhere along the line said, you shall.
Right.
They expressed interest serve on a term typically 3 years, sometimes shorter, sometimes longer, and then often are reappointed and reappointed.
Many of them stay until they limit out on term. I think when I talk to people from around the state and even across the country, Bartlesville is special in the sense that many communities don't have that blessing of these engaged and involved citizens who, it's their town, it's their home, and they want to be a part of it. They want to have input, and they're willing to step up and give. And we have above average in that. I think because of that, we have an average, above average community. I think it's a very special community, and the people that move here, I talk to people in my business, and once they get here, they think, well, it's just a little town in Oklahoma. But then they get here and find out, no, this is a different place. We have people from around the world. We have different facilities and different programs that rival any big city.
And we do. And I think it's something that, at least among our peers, sets us apart.
It does.
I think it makes it special. Talking about the discussion on appointments to commissions and boards and committees, because we have a new councilman that was elected, and just because the council tends to shuffle some of those jobs on a regular basis. So some were decided last night. Others, as someone would express a desire for a particular commission, and I said, well, can you hang off for a couple of months because we got this or we got that?
Right. We had Mr. Stewart came in with Ward 2 when Mr. Kane stepped off. And as he gets up to speed, lots of things to learn and become familiar with. But there's also the question of what committees, what are his special interests. And so we visited last night about all five of us, and someone says, well, I really prefer to work with this group or that. And so we shuffled that a bit. For instance, an example, the Adams Golf Course Operating Committee that I have been on for many years. Great group of people there that make one of the best municipal golf courses in the state. But Mr. Dorsey with Ward 2 expressed interest and willingness to take that on, and I think it's a good thing. I step off of that committee, a new set of eyes, a new set of ideas moves into it and keeps it fresh and keeps that course at the top. Same way with the BRTA, Bartlesville Redevelopment Trust Authority. Sometimes, Charlie, I use all these letters and I realize that maybe not everybody knows what that alphabet soup is. But the Bartlesville Redevelopment Trust Authority, which deals primarily with downtown and with what's called Capitol Hill, which is the area east of downtown to the river, here where the radio station is.
Yeah.
And that's something that Mr. Stewart expressed an interest in. I have been on that, and they do important work, but I was willing to relinquish that. Mr. Stewart will take that up. I think he ended up with Streets and Traffic, the History Museum, and the Library Trust Authority.
So those were the three that were voted on last night, and then one or two others of that, can you wait a couple of months? So
right. We talked about different ones, and sometimes you're in the middle of something, and along with that, we had, for instance, Streets and Traffic is a good example. They're getting ready to ramp up as they look at different streets and parking and all these different issues, and that will begin to be a much more active. Some of our committees are fairly, I don't like to use the word inactive, but they're less active. And then some particular issue comes up. A bond issue is a great example. And that committee's duties really ramp up for a period of time, and then it settles back down. Other committees are much more consistent, even as they have a fairly regular workload. So Streets and Traffic will pick up, and Mr. Stewart will have his work cut out getting up to speed on that one.
Others, and I may be poor examples, Planning Commission, obviously there is a need for a regular monthly meeting most months. But some of the others, and I forget which one it was you referred to, may meet on an annual basis or even...
As needed.
Yeah.
Yeah, Water Resources Board would be a good example. There has been a tremendous amount of work behind the scenes working with Congress. Senator Inhofe has been extremely supportive and helpful, meeting with the Corps of Engineers as we seek to find an improved long-term water solution for Bartlesville, and we are making good progress on that, but there has not been a meeting of the Water Resources Board in some time. So those things ebb and flow as needed and respond to what's going on in town.
Well, speaking of responding of what's going on in town, we'll spend a little bit of time talking about a proposed survey that was part of the business last night. We will continue our time with Mayor Copeland coming up in just a bit on 1400 K1.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state. And I should know, it's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Spending a little bit of time this morning with Bartlesville Mayor Dale Copeland, and a contract approved last night on the generically known as the Tower Green Project.
Tower, I'm learning these, getting this right.
And I'm still working on it.
Tower Center at Unity Square.
Right.
So, yes, we did two different contracts related to that. One of them, geotechnical services, I call it a dirt contract. Mm-hmm. It's more than that, I know. But looking at the soils, looking at the different below grade details that are going to allow them to understand precisely how best to put in all of the services that will be needed for the Tower Center at Unity Square. So that was one of the contracts that will move forward. This whole thing, Charlie, is moving forward pretty quickly. I think that was the desire. This is not a project, as we get into some of them, that the planning and all takes months or even years.
So it was part of the conversation when the bond issue was going forward, that because of the needed sewer work downtown, that they should go, if not simultaneously, at least follow on the heels of each other.
I think you and I have talked before. One of my pet peeves is to see, for instance, a street totally repaved, and we have this wonderful, beautiful street, and 2 weeks later somebody comes out and digs a ditch across it. It's like, does no one talk to each other? Why would you not do that 2 weeks earlier? So in this particular case, the downtown drainage from about the community center in that general area all the way down to the river about Delaware, there's a large drainage project. This was approved some years ago, but that is now queued up to be done, and it made a lot of sense. If you're going to be digging up the area that's directly under the new Tower Center, why wouldn't you coordinate those? Likewise, we had another voter-approved issue to do work at the community center. Well, again, why would you not, if there's men and concrete trucks and equipment, why would you not take the drainage project and the Tower Center project and some of the concrete work project at the community center, tie those together and get those synergies of scale to come in and say, while you're here pouring that, let's do this. And so I think that's all going to happen sooner rather than later. The coordination is a little tricky, making all of these pieces fit together, but the engineering department is working on that. So we approved that contract last night, and then Jones Plan, as the project manager, what we approved last night was really the pre-construction planning, if you will, so it's a fairly small part of the overall project, but a critical one.
City hasn't used a construction manager before. The Bartlesville schools have done it a number of times.
Yes. Yeah, it's either fail to plan or plan to fail or something, but we want to do this right from the get-go, and so far that has been done. The people that have been so intensely involved, and there's been an amazing community response to that project.
Well, and to me, the advantage, as I see it, for government on a construction manager maximum price type contract is just that. You have a guaranteed maximum price. Hopefully, the construction manager did their homework before they bid the contract, et cetera. But it's part of the contract that this is all the money we got, and this is how much you're allocated of that money. We have no more money to spend. If there's a problem, you got to fix it.
Right, because you always run into that while you're at it thing, and we do have budgets.
You mean you've remodeled a bathroom before?
I've remodeled a bathroom, a house. It never ends. So we went forward with those two steps. That's going to allow that project to get ever closer to reality. I look at so many of these things, and people don't really believe it until they see dirt moving. And we're going to get there. But all of these pieces are important to make that happen and happen correctly. So we took those two actions last night. That will let staff start this thing and get going.
Okay. The city manager informed the council, fleshed out a little bit information on one of the items on the agenda about a proposed survey for recycling for city services that maybe are not provided or provided but not necessarily to the depth that some people might say they would like to see it.
Correct. I think one of the things we hear about streets, we hear about water and all those things, but one of the recurring points of contact with the people around town is their interest in recycling. We look at the world we live in and we realize that we should take care of it. Being good stewards is only proper. Now, how you do that and how much it costs is always the rub, if you will. So one of the things we're looking at is to create a survey and go to the people and ask them collectively, because you may want something and I want something else, but collectively, what are your thoughts and feelings? And along with that, we want to try to do an informational process that helps people understand the word recycling. What does that mean? Everybody has a concept, a broad concept. But for instance, I've used this example, but it's true. When you recycle cardboard and that cardboard happened to be a pizza box that still has cheese in it, that contaminates, and it has reached the place, one of the news articles I read, China has really, depending on which article, has either severely limited or totally eliminated accepting recyclables from us, which they were our biggest customer. So that creates a problem when we try to recycle, but in fact, there's nobody to take our recyclable. So the glass is a really tricky one. Aluminum is easy. But glass, cardboard, what's the difference between cardboard and pasteboard?
Mm-hmm.
Because cereal boxes are not cardboard.
Even though we call them a cardboard box.
We do. Technically, corrugated cardboard. So if you can't see corrugations, it's not corrugated cardboard. Pasteboard is a slightly different thing versus newsprint. So all these classifications of different kinds of plastics and different kinds of glass. So this survey will seek not only to find out people's interest in that, their willingness to ramp up perhaps at a cost, what cost would people find palatable, but also the other things about curbside pickup, yard debris, as opposed to putting it into the landfill, perhaps going to a system with mulching, which I think would be a wonderful thing. It requires a industrial grade grinder, if you will, but that's something that we'd look at, again, at a cost.
But that's a purchase by the city.
Purchased by the city, and I joke about it, but it's certainly not a joking matter. Purchased by the city means purchased by the taxpayers. So, you know, it's always a question of what we, the people, are willing to pay for. What services do we feel are valid and desirable? So this survey will go out and ask those sorts of questions, and hopefully we'll continue to share information so that people understand all of that and then decide, is curbside pickup? What happens? We've discussed all the what ifs. What do you do with an old water heater or a sofa? And how might,
particularly if you don't have the truck to take it to the landfill?
Well, or in some case, the ability to get it to the curb.
Exactly, yeah.
So, you know, all those things come up as to what the city, what is the proper role of the city, and what do people feel is a valid expense? Because we are spending the people's money, and we're very sensitive to that.
Would you want curbside recycling at $1 a month? Would you want it at $5 a month? Would you want it at whatever? Yeah.
Yeah. So hopefully we will get back. That's something that will take a little bit of time, several months. But sometime later this year, I would expect we'll have the results from that. And then we can look at a plan going forward that meets the greatest number of people where they want to be.
Okay. So, there that survey will be, I think you said, some type of an online survey. And for those that don't have computer access, that maybe could go to the library, those notifications would go out in water bills or something.
Look at doing inserts in water bills. It's a great way because almost all of us get water bills. So that's a way to get that information out. Obviously, we'll post online, cityofbartlesville.org. Our chief information officer, Kelly, does a tremendous job. City Beat, if you don't get City Beat, you should go to cityofbartlesville.org. Slide down, it's about two-thirds of the way down, if my memory's right. Click on that and subscribe to City Beat. It's just a wealth of knowledge. She addresses things before the questions come up sometimes. It's like, you might have been asking, what's going to happen with this? Well, here's the answer. And it's a tremendous resource, and we will use that. Online is so much easier to get good results, to tally those versus paper that somebody has to sit and key it, and it just works really well to do online. Plus, it's nearly instantaneous.
Just because we have about a couple minutes left, I want to mention something the city manager said. With the street work, of course, the Circle Mountain project starts today. Price Road starts tomorrow. Oh, and by the way, the state is still working on Adams, and I don't want to use a quote from Cool Hand Luke, but the state does not apparently always timely communicate with the city.
The state is the state, and the city is the city, and we work together quite well, but we don't always share information instantaneously. And sometimes the information we get is what somebody thinks is so or wishes was so, and then later we find out perhaps was not precisely true. They do continue to work on the bridge at Adams at the river. It's a much-needed project, and we greatly appreciate ODOT doing that, but obviously Adams is one of our most heavily traveled east-west thoroughfares. US 60 is what we call Adams Boulevard. They are now working on the north side, removing the old bridge deck and all of the support mechanisms, totally rebuilding that, but it will be an inconvenience for several months yet. It is going ahead of schedule, but still it's going to be another at least a couple of months, if not three or more. That is going forward. Price Road from about the fire station there west to the roundabout will be disrupted for the next two or three months, starting this week. If you go into Circle Mountain on the north, what people think of as the main entrance, that will be closed. You'll have to go around to the southeast road that goes up on top. And a number of other smaller projects, but if you live in that neighborhood or if you travel through that area, you're going to want to try to find an alternate route. It keeps our workers safe, and that's important, and it will lower your blood pressure just to take a different route and see some new scenery.
Sounds like a good idea. Mayor, thank you so much for your time this morning, and again, thank you for the council's commitment to reports to the listeners on a regular basis.
Thank you. Appreciate getting to be here. Have a great week.
You too. Thank you very much. Mayor Dale Copeland with us this morning on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1. More coming up in just a moment.
Going to the pharmacy can be the worst shopping trip ever, but it doesn't have to be.